In the lunchtime edition, government rejects opposition criticism of the Oystens Bay Garden renovation project, including claims that the initiative is politically motivated. Prime Minister Motley, meantime, promises more improvements at the Christchurch facility. The Vendors Association complains of being left out of Cricket World Cup plans. Guyana on guard with Russian warships scheduled to visit the Caribbean this month, and new daily temperature records set across the U.S. as a dangerous heat wave persists. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. Government has rejected opposition criticism of the Oystens Bay Garden renovation project, including claims that the initiative is politically motivated. Prime Minister Mia Motley and senior minister responsible for coordinating infrastructural projects, Dr. William Duguid, responded to opposition concerns while speaking at a ceremony to mark the opening of a new business at the Bay Garden, which is operated by President of the Oystens Bay Garden Association, Kima Harris. It appeared to be a direct response to comments by the opposition leader, Ralph Thorne, who said at a news conference yesterday that the entire renovation project is politically driven, including the color scheme.
You cannot and you must not, and government must not politicize every event. You begin to distress the government even further. Then a project of this nature has to become a partisan exercise. What are you doing to people? We have criticized this government for depriving people of their freedoms. Yes, there's artistic freedom, but this is not artistic freedom. This is a political machination.
But Prime Minister Motley says she's surprised at that criticism.
But in my 35 years in public life, I have never known a member of parliament to complain about work being done in his constituency. So that I am totally amazed about the complaints of the work being done here in Oystens for the benefit of the people of Oystens and the people of Christchurch South. And I have heard that all we have done is to bring red. Well, I see blue, I see green, I see pink, I see orange, but I can understand why the person who made the comment can only see red.
Ms. Motley insists the renovations were needed and promises further improvements.
When people in front of the stores and the rain start to come down, what happened to the patrons? Then I can't tell you that a government must see people, feel people and hear people and remain inactive. And therefore this government has continued to put first the concerns and the well-being of ordinary people. This refurbishment and refreshing of this facility at the Bay Gardens and the Fish Market is testimony to not a bag of words, but action. I am happy, therefore, to be associated with it. We are not yet finished, but we will continue to do all that is necessary to make the Fish Market and this Bay Gardens the premier event in Christchurch and place to be.
Meantime, Dr. Duguid said the renovations were based on suggestions from the business people there. He detailed some of the improvements.
We had to put up a fence, changed out all the wall of the posts, fixed out all the roofs, did all the drainage, paint up everything, change up everybody's tent, making it a better and homely place that everybody could be proud of. Every vendor I've spoken to is happy to the work that was done. Put in new bathrooms, totally refurbished, everything to make a better experience for all those that come to the Bay Garden.
And Bay Garden President Kemar Harris praised the project.
Prime Minister, on that note, the good people of Oystens, Fisherfort, Bay Garden, then we want to say thank you. Because the place feels fresh, nice.
The Oystens Bay Garden President Kemar Harris in the lunchtime edition. The Barbados Association of Retailers, Vendors and Entrepreneurs, Barvin, says it's disappointed that World Cup organizers did not include them more in talks for the T20 Cricket World Cup, Barvin's roving communications officer Robert Maloney believes more opportunities should be created for vendors to get sales.
Vendors was hoping that they would get a little more opportunity around Sambia, around certain areas around the Kensington Oval, that it had to be in close proximity. Sambia alone, we see there have been placement of a few there in the Kensington Mall area. So I think those vendors would be very appreciative. We do not know directly if that was an agreement between them and the Kensington Mall. Right now in the community is somewhat a feeling of exclusion. We was hoping that our environs would have been bought up, upgraded during this preparation for the World Cup.
Barvin's Robert Maloney, former Minister of Social Transformation, Mike Hamilton Lashley, has called for a national effort to address the increase in crime. He notes a comment by the opposition that they are willing to work with government on the matter.
Barbados must now all join with government. And they want to also applaud the opposition too, because the opposition is saying that they are willing to sit down with government, sit down with civil society to work on this whole problem of crime. And this must also be appreciated. That's what they talk about, the joint national effort. Okay? It's not a political issue, a BLB issue or a DLB issue. This is a serious societal matter.
Former MP and Government Minister Hamilton Lashley, Guyana is on guard as Russian warships scheduled to navigate towards the Caribbean this month. The government there says while there's a consensus among regional partners that Russian warships scheduled to navigate towards the Caribbean pose no security threat to the region, it nonetheless is assuring citizens that it will not let its guard down. And new daily temperature records have been set across the U.S., as a dangerous heat wave plagues the region. Among yesterday's record-setting locations was Phoenix, where the heat hit 45 degrees Celsius. Our top stories. Well, the government rejects opposition criticism of the Oystens Bay Garden renovation project, including claims that the initiative is politically motivated. Prime Minister Motley, meantime, promises more improvements at that Christchurch facility. The Vendors Association complains of being left out of Cricket World Cup plans. And Guyana on guard with Russian warships scheduled to visit the Caribbean this month. The lunchtime edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. And like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.